Okay. Howdy. I should probably turn off the sound in the background. So hello everybody. This is Emmett Watkins Jr., also known as DJSpun61 on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on PlayStation Network. And I am here to just talk about the movies that I've seen. So basically, so if you're in this podcast feed, this is the inaugural episode of this. And it's just something I want to try out. So what this podcast is going to be is just me talking about the things that I watch or play through or listen to that are in my backlog. A problem with, because we're in the internet age, we're in the age where everyone has access to every single piece of entertainment at any given time, and they can, watch the oldest stuff or watch the newest stuff. But that inevitably leads to us being interested in more things than we can possibly get to in a reasonable amount of time. So I have a large backlog of films that I want to watch, not just on my Netflix queue, but just everywhere else. I have a huge backlog of games that I purchase these games when they get on sale, and then I never, ever, ever, ever have time to get around to them until much, much later. So I decided, hey, I have this app on my phone called Anchor. It makes it really easy to make a podcast. Why don't I just try and do that? So yeah, that's what I'm doing now, and I decided to do it with this inaugural episode. Now, with this episode, I'm going to be talking about the movie Nine. It is an animated film. It is on Netflix. As of me recording this, it is on Netflix, so October 1st, 2018. And yeah, I just finished watching it, so I just want to talk about it just a little bit. I want to get into the habit of doing stuff like this because, if my career, the career I want to get into is media journalism, especially in the games industry, so that's going to entail a lot of being able to talk about art in a critical manner, being able to have a hot take, being able to have a comment to say. And so doing a podcast like this will help with that a little bit. And this will also supplement some of the other things I'll be doing towards the end of October, but I can talk about that later. I don't even know if I'll share these to the whole world or not. That is yet to be determined. But anyway, we're going to talk about this movie Nine. Now, what did I think about it? So, for you guys who don't know, Nine is an animated film about some burlap sack creatures, and basically, it's really a big appeal of the movie is the mystery. It is, what can I say? It's hard to, because I don't want to give spoilers, because it is a pretty brief film. It's only like an hour and 19 minutes, so it's very short, and it kind of like plays as a short story quite a bit. The plot is very, very simple, pretty succinct if you ask me. And there's just not much going on within the film plot-wise. The characters are very simple as well. Not saying they're bad characters, but it's just like, you get what you see here. So it's not something I want to remark on too much, but the thing that I liked about the film was the fact that it didn't get in its own way. It moved at a really good pace. So that was something I appreciated. And It was weirdly kind of moving. For a movie like this that isn't like, I don't, people didn't really talk about this movie at all when I remember it coming out. The main reason I've been interested in this movie for its style alone. Its style is very Tim Burton-esque. I feel like it's not quite fantastical. I feel like with Tim Burton, a lot of his movies are just about the style, but that's about it. The actual premise of most of his stories are fairly simple. I feel like Edward Scissorhands might go against that a little bit, but I've yet to actually have seen Edward Scissorhands. That one just gives me a vibe that is different than the Alice in Wonderlands and Charlie and the Chocolate Factories that I've seen from him. But yeah, when I saw trailers and marketing material for Nine, I was just like, huh, I wonder what this movie's about. Because there were no people in the trailers, it was just these burlap sacks, and the world was all destroyed. And it looked like a very grim film for an animated feature. You don't see many mature rated animated features nowadays. So I was wondering what it was about. And what I can say, what it's going to be really hard to talk about this without spoiling it, but I will say it is a good film. It is a very, very simple film, and it's hard for, there's not like one specific thing that feels so remarkable about it. It's the characters are very, some of the characters don't even speak. Like there's for like maybe the first 5 or 10 minutes, there's not a single word spoken. The main character doesn't speak until about 12 minutes in. There's two characters that don't say a word. And it does use the medium of animation to kind of breathe life into these characters. Each of these characters are like a very specific personality trait. So I think that's kind of what makes it click a little bit. They're like, there's one character. So with the movie being called Nine, the main character is of course Nine, and it's his job to find out, what has happened to the world, because this is a kind of a post-apocalyptic movie. So it's a question of seeing, what's wrong with the world, how have things come to be this way, and also to solve the conflict that's going on. And I thought it was pretty cool. This definitely paints me as a film that isn't necessarily made for children. I mean, it's PG, it's rated PG, so it's not like there's all like a lot of violence and gore and stuff, but just the tone of the film has like this overbearing sense of like dread. And 'cause this might be a, I don't think this is a spoiler. I'm just gonna go ahead and say this. There are no human beings in the film. There's not a single human being in the film. And they explain why this is in the film, which is what I'm not gonna explain. But, you're coming into this post-apocalyptic landscape completely devoid of life. So it already has this feeling that, oh man, it's all over. Like, what could be happening? What could possibly go good in this scenario? And so the whole time you're watching this just with this underlying dread. But the characters, they're when I say they're animated, not just literally, but like, their emotions come out in how they act, how they talk. I really enjoy how they brought these characters to life, and the situations in which they, were able to show their personalities. Once again, just about every character in here is one note, but there is a reason for that. There's a really good narrative reason that they're all one note, which I don't want to spoil here. But yeah, I just really, overall, I really dug the film. I don't know why I dug it, because like I might just be in an emotionally vulnerable state right now, because I saw Would You Be My Neighbor the other night before this, and this watching Nine just now, really like I was getting emotional at some of these parts. And there is a romance between certain characters. And for the couple that ends up at the end of the movie, it makes a lot of sense, because if you think about it, their personalities complement each other very well. So yeah, I don't know why this movie, like, I wasn't like sobbing or anything, but I definitely felt my eyelids get heavy about 2 or 3 times throughout the film. I was like, wow, why does this affect me so much? I feel like it's such It's there's nothing getting in the way of the emotional beats. There's nothing getting in the way of the tale. In a lot of these movies, I mean, most movies have like a love story, they have a love plot line. But at the end of the movie, when that is pretty much brought to its fruition, I didn't really mind. I wasn't thinking about anything else except that part of the story. And then, characters straight up, I'm not gonna say die. But yeah, once again, kind of bleak for a kids film. Characters in this movie effectively straight up die, and I thought they were gonna do a cop out and have them come back to life in some way, and they surely did not. Something else entirely different happened. I was totally expecting it to go one way, and then they didn't take the cheap route and go that way, I thought. Yeah, they definitely do that. And it feels once that happened, that was also part of it too. Once I realized that all the quote unquote deaths in the movie were real and they weren't gonna pull those punches at all, I totally was like kind of transfixed by that. So yeah, it was very surprising. So ultimately, I dig Nine. If you're into animated films, this film has a lot of style as well. Let me not forget to say that. These characters are more than just burlap sacks. They all have very distinctive features. They all got alongside their personalities. Just really cool character design, really cool monster design. There's a couple of different creatures in here. It has a very mechanical feel, kind of like a more modern steampunk-esque type vibe here. There are a lot of machines and a lot of just weird creatures here that have very interesting designs. There's like a bird creature that does some weird things with knives. Like it has a beak, but its beak is just a circle of knives that expands. It's really trippy. There's this really awesome one that is like kind of like a snake scorpion, and it like takes some of the other characters and wraps them up. It is really it's a trip with some of these designs, and it adds a lot of tension. There's a lot of pretty great action here. Pretty good choreographed action here, but it's not. Once again, the action doesn't feel like it's cheap. The action feels like it's a direct consequence of things that happened before, and not just something to spice up the script. Yeah, it's a good film, and it doesn't take too much time to watch. Like I said, hour 19 minutes, probably even shorter if you're not sitting through the credits, because this is Netflix after all. They just turn it off once the credits start. So yeah, I recommend it. It's a short story. It's a pretty simple. Or not pretty simple, dead simple one. And a lot of the movie is just finding out how the environment came to be what it is. And I like the ending of the movie as well. It's one of those rare endings that happen in a film. This is probably my favorite type of ending, where, a happy ending is pretty cliche. If everything happens the way that the audience wants it and the way that the main characters want it, then it's pretty cliche. It's just a happy ending. I like that there was sacrifice in order to get to the ending. The ending, I'll say, is, I guess, you could look into it. It doesn't give you a definite answer, but you can look into it as it being a happy ending. But there's sacrifice involved. You didn't get to that ending just because, like, a lot of bad things had to happen throughout the film in order to get there. And that's something I appreciate. So, yeah, if you enjoy the film, or if you enjoy the film. I hope you enjoy the film if you do go out and watch it. And yeah, let me know if you guys enjoyed it. Now, since this is on Anchor, I know there are a couple features they have on Anchor that I could probably utilize in the next episode of this podcast. I don't know if I'm gonna do this on like a set schedule. This might just be because I'm trying to get through more stuff in my backlog, just in life in general. So this is going to be pretty much a podcast that I'm only going to post to when I go through something and when I want to have a conversation about it. So if you're on Anchor, please feel free to interact with the podcast in any way that Anchor allows for. I got to be honest, I haven't used Anchor that much. I installed it for the first time like a couple months ago, and then I uninstalled it because I wasn't using it, and then I reinstalled it once I had the idea for this. So yeah, interact with the podcast, share it around. I might share this stuff on Twitter and Facebook and maybe some other social media things. It all depends on, if I feel this is of value. And so yeah, this is Emmett Watkins Jr. And oh yeah, what I meant to say, if you're on Anchor, you can probably, I think they have a feature where you can like add a voice message to me, and then I can maybe insert that into future episodes. So yeah, if you have an opinion on the film Nine, let me know. So yeah, that's about it for me. 14 minutes about the movie Nine. It would have been great if this was 9 minutes long, wouldn't that be dope? Anyway, this has been Emmett Watkins Jr., also known as EG161, and I shall see y'all next time on the internet. For future updates, follow me on this feed, but also Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, EJ161. Have a good one. Adios. Oh, and the thing I always say in everything that I do, keep it real, keep it true.